Hello everyone, welcome to Replace Base Podcast. We are back with another episode on the Reparable Right to Repair legislation, understanding the global movement, so let's get started. In the fast-paced, tech-driven world, our lives are closely linked with many electronic devices, from smartphones to laptops, refrigerators to cars. These gadgets have become indispensable, but often come with a hidden cost, a lack of repairability. In the UK, an estimated 2 million tons of waste electronics are disposed of annually. Thankfully, a global movement is gaining momentum to address this issue and champion the right to repair. This movement is rooted in the idea that consumers should be able to repair and maintain their electronic devices rather than being forced to discard and replace them when they break or become outdated. The right to repair movement is fueled by advocates, including environmentalists, corporate responsibility and repair rights, tinkerers, and small business owners. Furthermore, the right to repair movement has profound environmental and economic implications. It seeks to address the growing e-waste crisis fueled by the rapid disposal of electronic devices. In this article, we will explore the history of the right to repair movement, its environmental and economic impacts, the fight for digital autonomy, international perspectives on the right to repair, and the future of this critical movement. The history of the right to repair. The right to repair movement originated in the early 2000s and primarily focused on agriculture. Farmers needed help repairing their tractors and other farm equipment due to manufacturers' proprietary software and restricted access to repair manuals and parts. Over time, the movement expanded beyond agriculture and into consumer electronics. Advocates began pushing for the same rights for consumers. The need for repairability became evident as electronic devices became increasingly complex and tightly controlled by manufacturers. Legislation has been instrumental in advancing the right to repair movement. As more states in the UK and countries worldwide consider and pass right to repair legislation, the movement gains legal footing. These laws typically require manufacturers to provide consumers and independent repair professionals access to repair manuals, spare parts, and diagnostic software. The environmental impact. The right to repair movement is intrinsically linked to the environmental crisis of electronic waste, e-waste, and grassroots advocacy for repair. The fast-paced consumer culture has resulted in the disposal of millions of tons of electronic devices each year, contributing to environmental degradation. Repair is a practical and effective means of reducing e-waste. We save money and significantly extend their lifespan by repairing smartphones, laptops, or other electronic devices. Electronic manufacturing has a considerable carbon footprint, and the rapid turnover of devices only exacerbates this issue. The production of electronics involves mining, energy-intensive manufacturing processes, and transportation. By extending the life of electronic devices through repair, we can reduce the demand for new production and lower the associated carbon emissions. The economic implications. The right to repair movement offers several immediate benefits from a consumer perspective. Repairing a broken device is often more cost-effective than purchasing a brand new replacement. It allows individuals to save money and get more value from their investments. The right to repair movement also has a significant global e-waste impact on local economies. It supports small and independent repair businesses, encouraging entrepreneurship and job creation. These businesses provide valuable services to their communities and often specialize in repairing specific types of devices, fostering expertise in the field. While the right to repair movement primarily focuses on the consumer's right to repair, it also recognizes the importance of balancing consumers' and manufacturers' interests. The fight for digital autonomy. One of the central aspects of the right to repair movement is the call for transparency from manufacturers. Consumers and repair professionals often need help accessing vital information like repair manuals, schematics, and diagnostic tools, which are crucial for repairing devices. Independent repair professionals have faced obstacles in providing e-waste crisis solutions. Manufacturers often need more access to essential parts and tools, forcing repair shops to rely on a limited supply chain. It can make repairs expensive and less accessible to consumers. Planned obsolescence, the deliberate design of products with a limited lifespan, is expected in the electronics industry. Manufacturers create products with non-user replaceable batteries, glued components, and proprietary screws, making repairs difficult or impossible for anyone but themselves. It encourages consumers to buy new devices, increasing sales and profits. International perspectives on the right to repair. The right to repair movement is not confined to any country. It is a global phenomenon for electronic waste reduction through repair. Several countries have taken legislative steps to promote the right to repair. The European Union has been pushing for eco-design regulations encouraging repair and recyclability. In France, a law requires manufacturers to display a repairability score on electronic devices, informing consumers about the ease of repair. In Australia, the Productivity Commission has recommended the introduction of a right to repair framework to benefit consumers and reduce e-waste. The right to repair movement faces global cooperation and standardization challenges, despite international efforts. There have been significant successes regarding the right to repair in various countries. For example, Sweden has reduced the VAT, value-added tax, on repair services to promote a circular economy and electronics. In the United Kingdom, the Repair Cafe movement, which encourages community repair events, has gained popularity and empowered citizens to extend the life of their devices. The future of the right to repair. The right to repair movement is evolving in response to changing technology and consumer demands. As electronic devices advance, the movement must adapt to new challenges. The future of the right to repair movement may involve more comprehensive and stringent legislation. As the movement gains momentum and awareness, governments may enact more laws to protect consumers' device repair rights. Consumers play a significant role in defining the future of the right to repair movement. Consumers can drive positive change by supporting repair-friendly products, demanding transparency from manufacturers, and advocating for their right to repair. As they become more informed about repair's environmental and economic benefits, they will likely embrace repair as a sustainable and cost-effective option. Conclusion. The right to repair movement is a global endeavor with far-reaching implications. It touches on environmental, economic, and consumer rights issues that affect people worldwide. Promoting repairability aims to reduce electronic waste, stimulate local economies, and empower individuals to take control of their devices. The right to repair movement offers a path to more repairability and sustainability in the future. It challenged the throwaway culture and planned obsolescence that has characterized the electronics industry for too long. It is a movement and a call to action for a more responsible and empowered approach to technology. It's a call to reduce waste, save money, and build a more sustainable future. With the help of independent repair professionals or using replacement parts, embrace this movement and repair your way to a better world.